It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And we're going to hear now the backstory to the trouble on the San Francisco Bay Bridge, which has forced the closure of a bridge that carries more than 250,000 vehicles a day and still closed this morning. More than 2 tons of metal fell on that bridge during rush hour this week. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, problems with the bridge go back 20 years.
October 1989. After the Loma Prieta earthquake strikes, a reporter on San Francisco TV station KGO shows stunning pictures of a catastrophe.
This is tape right now. This is the tape picture of the Bay Bridge. Major section. This is a mile from the toll plaza on the Bay Bridge. Just before the superstructure, it has completely collapsed. We had reports that cars were trapped underneath it. If you are anywhere near that location, do not head to the Bay Bridge. It is closed.
The Bay Bridge was built during the Great Depression. Back then, engineers thought it might last forever, but structural engineer Mark Ketchum says it won't.
We look backwards at what was designed at the time, and we see that using modern statistical tools and other engineering techniques, we see that they have designed lifespans for these major investment toll bridges of about 75 years.
If that's correct, then the Bay Bridge, which is now 73 years old, is near the end of its life. And it would have been retired soon after the Loma Prieta earthquake, but it took years for politicians and bureaucrats to decide how to design a replacement and who would pay for it. Skip ahead now to 2009. A new bridge is being built, but it requires the old bridge to be closed during the Labor Day weekend. That's when officials discover a cracked I-bar beam on the old bridge. Bart Ney is a spokesman for Caltrans.
So a repair was designed and done over that same time that we had the bridge out of service and put in place. Now what's happened since then, the problem that we had the other night, is that the repair had a problem itself, not the bridge.
The repair failed, and thousands of pounds of metal fell on the bridge. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. Officials blame high winds and vibrations created by traffic for causing a system of rods and steel brackets to fail. Now they are tweaking the old repair, but many Bay Area residents and commuters are beginning to voice their doubts that Caltrans, having failed once, will get the repair right this time. Kaveh Rod, a structural engineer, is skeptical. He says there are questions Caltrans hasn't answered.
Why the failure happened? What assurances do they have? Do people have that they understand what caused the failure and that it won't happen again?
Caltrans officials say they won't reopen the bridge until they test the repair in front of federal and outside experts. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.